I know they had such.
Sounds dangerous to me.
It is dangerous. In the house, it might be all right out in the yard.
Yeah, sounds like it might explode. Toothpaste comes in a
cube.
Okay. And say some people have just built a boat, and they're going to push it out into the water. You say they're going to do what to it when they push it out?
Launch it.
Okay. What kind of boats would you go fishing in around here?
I'm not a fisherman, I'm not a boatman, but let me see.
Nobody around here is. I never get an answer to this question, you know.
What was the question again?
I don't know. Let me see what I'm saying. What kind of boat would you use?
To go fishing in?
Yeah.
A canoe.
Okay. Anything else?
That's one they fish in. Now they use, I know a canoe.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'll take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And what would a woman wear over a dress to work in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a, what do you call it, thing? A ballpoint.
Well, a ballpoint pen or a fountain pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a what?
In a tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Well, they'll exchange. They'll give you 10 pennies for it.
Yeah, they won't buy anything.
I know it won't. You can play with it.
Can't buy a cup of coffee with it.
No.
Describe for me that all the clothes that a man wears when he goes to church on Sunday.
All the clothes he wears?
Yeah.
Well, he wears a suit.
Okay.
And a shirt and a tie.
Uh-huh. And the parts of the suit would be a what?
The coat and the pants or trousers.
Okay. And if it was a three-piece suit, he'd have
a vest.
Okay. And if it wasn't an old suit, you'd say it's a...
If it's not an old suit, it'd be a new one.
Right. It's these things that seem obvious where they want to just see how you say things.
Oh, well.
So if it seems just incredibly obvious, go ahead and say it anyway.
Well, you got me on the right road. Maybe I can go ahead.
If it seems stupid, if it seems like a stupid question, that's because it is.
Well,
it's usually because they want to see how you pronounce it.
There's a lot of stupid people in the world.
That's true. That's true. If you stuff a bunch of things in your pocket, it makes them kind of stick out or...
It'd be a bulge.
Okay. And you might say, this shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't...
Shrink.
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday...
Shrunk.
Okay. And lately it seems like every one I've washed has...
Trump.
Okay. And if a woman really likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she sure does like to
dress up.
Okay. And something that a woman puts her money in, you'd call a
purse.
Okay. And if it was a little small, it just had a little clasp.
That's called a pocketbook.
Okay.
And a coin purse.
Okay. Now, the pocketbook, is that the same thing as a purse, or is that...
Well, I don't think it is, no. That's for men. Used to have a pocketbook. I don't think they call it anymore.
Okay. And a woman might wear around her wrist of what?
Bracelet.
Okay. And had a bunch of little round things all strung up together. You might say, you know, two or three of them.
Maybe a string of beads.
Okay. And men used, instead of belts, men used to use these to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called anything else?
Galluses.
Is that an old-fashioned word or what?
I never did use it, but it's in the books. It's called galluses. I think that's back in the turn of the century.
Did you ever hear anybody say that?
I think I heard my grandparents or my daddy say that.
Uh-huh. But you mostly just read it.